This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
Those surveys show between 10 and 50% of young people will use dating apps to find partners. Whether this is leading to them having more partners is unclear.
The annual report released by the Kirby Institute at the University of New South Wales shows a 63% increase in gonorrhea cases among young heterosexual men and women over the past 5 years. The highest rates were for those aged between 15 to 24, with more men than women with the infection. Associate Professor Rebecca Guy from the Kirby Institute says the reasons behind the increase are unclear, but there is a link to sexual behaviour. Chlamydia was found to be the most common sexually transmitted infection in Australia, with three-quarters of notifications among people aged between 15 and 29 years old. The report also found an estimate of 227,000 people living with chronic hepatitis C and over 230,000 Australians with chronic hepatitis B, although cases have declined overall. While the number of new HIV diagnoses in Australia remains stable, there has been a doubling in the rate of HIV notifications for Indigenous Australians compared to non-Indigenous people through heterosexual sex or by injecting drug use. Dr. Darren Russell, Director of Cairns Sexual Health Service, says the increase began in 2012.
The rate 5 years ago was pretty much equal, but there's been a 33% increase in the number of diagnoses amongst Indigenous Australians, and this is a real problem.
The increase has largely been seen in regional Australia.
There's a little bit in the bigger cities, a little bit in remote areas, but it's in the country areas of Australia that we are seeing the major part of this increase.
Dr. Russell says there are several factors at work.
There is reduced awareness, there's probably reduced testing rates as well, which mean that Indigenous Australians do tend to turn up later with their HIV when they're at a sicker stage. That also means they've had longer to transmit it because they weren't aware they were living with the virus.
The Australasian HIV and AIDS Conference has spoken out in support for pre-exposure, prophylaxis or PrEP. PrEP is a new HIV prevention drug being used by many people in the LGBTQI community. A daily dose of PrEP will lower a person's chance of getting infected. It can also stop HIV from spreading. Associate Professor Martin Holt, the project leader of the Gay Community Periodic Surveys, says PrEP is currently being used mainly by the LGBTQI community in the country.
And I think the level of community demand that we've seen, particularly in New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland, is testament to the fact that we need a range of effective prevention strategies in Australia.
Professor Holt says PrEP isn't broadly accessible across the country and mainly accessible to those in the city. Many others at the AIDS and HIV conference are hoping to change this and have PrEP more accessible and cheaper for everyone in the country.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.